Okay, we'll start from the beginning of Torah Reish Zayin, although we did the first paragraph last time. And everybody pay attention, because there's a few points mentioned here that touch on Kabbalah, but very light, nothing difficult, and it's going to explain a few interesting questions. Rabbi Nizal says, Kol hadiburim hein b'chinas gevurois. Speech, b'chlal, any words that people speak in general, speech is a concept of gvura, harshness, k'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, u'gevurascha yedaberu. They speak of your gvurais. So we know that dibur is an inyan of gvura. We mentioned many times, the mouth is malchus, dina de malchusa dina. U'k'may shekosuv b'ksovim, as is written in the Kisvei Arizal, shehahei gvurais shebedas, that the five midas of harshness within das, Baikin v'yotzim mehapeh, they shoot out, they split out. Baikeah means like to break out from within a shield. They blast out like from the das and come out via the mouth. V'nasa mehem hei moitzois hapeh. We know that the letter hey refers to das, bechlal. The pasuk says, mipiv das usvuna. That where is a person's seichel best illustrated from? From his mouth. It comes out of, from a person's mouth, we get a picture of what's in his brain. So just like the das is an inyan of the letter hey, the hey hayadia, das is an inyan of hey, so too the mouth has also a concept of five. The hey moitzois hapeh, the five ways in which speech comes out of the mouth. From the throat, from the teeth, different letters are pronounced using different parts of the mouth. The upper palate, the tongue, all the different parts. Rabbi Nizal says Nimtza, so what do we see? Shekol hadiburim hem bechinas gevurais. That dibur is a concept of gvura. V'tzorech lahamtikam. Once we understand that dibur is gvura, each and every single person is responsible to sweeten this harshness. V'hahamtoko hu al yedei limud hatayra v'diburim toivim shemedabrim. The sweetening of this harshness is done through the study of Torah and through other good things that a person speaks. What kind of things? Like tefillah or speaking good about people, b'chlal, any diburim toivim that a person speaks. Al yedei ze mamtikim hadiburim. That's how a person sweetens the dibur, which is a concept of gevura, shehem b'chinas hagvurais. Period. Everybody listen carefully when we finish the whole Torah. If anybody has any questions, you'll ask. Rabbi Nizal says, V'da, and you should know, Shelefa'omim yeitzim givurais koshais rachmona litzlan. There are times when the harshness that comes out is a very severe harshness. V'heim boim bozeh ho'ilam legedoy lihadoyer. And where does this harshness come from? Go to? Where does it go to? It goes to the Gedolei Hador, to the leaders of the generation. Why? Machmas sheyesh lohem das godol. Because they have a lot of das, a lot of seichel. Al kain, that's why. Kisheyotzen chas v'sholem gevurais koshois. When these tremendous gevurais come forth from Hashem, boim bedas hagedolim, they enter into the minds of those who are great. V'shom boikim v'yotze me'apeh, and there they shoot out from the Godel's mouth. V'nase mehem diburim kanal, and they come out in the form of words from the mouth of these Gedolim. V'azai hadiburim heim b'chinas gevurais koshois. In a case like this, these diburim are diburim koshois. Very, very rough kind of diburim, of gvurais. Now the question is, why does it go to the Gedolei Hador? The answer is because we know a general rule that we find bechlal in religion and everything, that each item always has a yamika to its shayrish. It wants to draw itself back to its origin. So if this dibur comes from das, when it comes into this world, it draws itself to das also. So these diburim bechlal have a nature to draw themselves to those who have das. So when these diburim come out in the form of gevurais koshois, very powerful din, it goes into the brains of these gedolei hador and it comes out of their mouths. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'tzorich lirois lahamtikom," and these gedolim are responsible to see to it to sweeten these gevurais. U'kishein mamtikim hagevurais hakoshois chas v'sholom, and when these tzadikim are not successful in sweetening these gevurais. Why? Machmas she'in lohem koyach lahamtikom, because they don't have the power that it takes to sweeten them. Oy sheheim oz b'madrego ktano she'yefsho lahamtikom. Or the godoil finds himself on a low level at that moment in time. Why? Machmas shepogmo oz beize pigam v'cheit, because the godoil did some kind of sin or some kind of pigam which decreased his madrego. The term cheit means? What's another word, an English definition for cheit? Chisaroin. said, I, my son, will be missing from the world. So a chait subtracts. When a person does a chait, it subtracts from his power. What power? His power of hamtoka sadinim. Rabbi Nizal says, ki afilu tzadikim ugedaylim lifa'omim heim poigmim v'shoigim beizadavar. Because even tzadikim and gedaylim, at times they are poigeg, or they are poigim, or shoigeg, they commit sins, chas v'shom, either by accident or different ways. And I want to say very emphatically that Rabbi Zal has penciled into his Likut HaMoharan here, avoloi hatzadiko emes. This is only talking about tzaddikim, regular tzaddikim, the tzaddik emes, the tzaddik hador. He is one who is completely pure. He is one, Moshe Rabbeinu, the biggest of tzaddikim, are ones who do not commit any type of sin whatsoever. Aye, the pasuk says, ein tzaddik boretz asher lo yechtov. There's no tzaddik in the world who doesn't commit chait. On this, the Mefarshim bring all kinds of interpretation to explain what that means. But for our knowledge, to state very emphatically that generally tzaddikim, gedolim do commit sins, they do commit pigamim, much lower level things than we do, but there is a concept of pigam by them, but not by the tzaddik emes. Rabbi Nizal says, "Umachmas shehem oz bebechinazu," and because the Godel finds himself in such a state at the time that he's not at his full power, he's not at his full potential, eino mamtikim hagvurois hakoshois, they're not zeichet to sweeten this tremendous harshness, shehem hadiburim, these words, va'azai kisheino mamtikim hadiburim shehem gvurois koshois, then, when the Godel is not successful in sweetening this harshness, Azai maschilen ladaber ve'elu hadiburim diburim roem al haklau oyal prat. What happens to these diburim? These words come out of the Godel's mouth in speaking negatively, either at a small group of people or at a general public. In other words, either at one person, a tzaddik or someone else, or chas v'shalom against the whole klal Yisrael. Rabbi Nizal says, "Oy shemedabrim al tzaddik hador," or at times these gedolim speak against the tzaddik hador. Va'azai kol hadiburim shelohem hem gevurais koshois. Then, when they speak these words, which are gevurais koshois, these gevurais koshois boim v'noiflim al tzaddik hador chas v'shalom, they come and fall on the tzaddik hador to whom this, about whom they're speaking these words, v'hatzaddik hador tzorech lirois lahamtik elu hagvurois koshois. What's his reaction? His reaction has to be chesed. His reaction has to be to sweeten these gevurois. Shehem hadiburim anal, which means these words that were spoken against him. And through the tzaddik judging these people, that why are they speaking against me? Because they don't really know me. If they really knew how good I was, they wouldn't be saying these nasty things about me. Or why are they saying these things against me? Because they weren't educated properly. If they knew what was right, what was correct, they would never say these kind of words. Rabbi Nizal says, Nimtzo, so when the tzaddik does this, Nimtzo shehu matei klapi chesed, that he's leaning towards the side of chesed, towards the side of kindness. Uboze mamtikon, and that's how he sweetens the gevurais koshois that were manifested in the form of these words spoken against him. Oi, another way that he can sweeten it is al yidei shemekabel hayisurim shemedabrim olav mekablom biahavo al yidei zeh hu mamtik gamkein diburim shelahem shehem gevurais koshois kanal. One way is by judging the perpetrators of the crime lekavschus. Another way is by judging the crime itself, Lekavskos. In other words, by accepting this suffering, this insult, or these words that are spoken against him, it hurts. By him accepting it, ba'avo, b'simcha, saying, Hashem, I want to thank you for these insults that are being thrown at me and everything. I'm positive, I believe, be'emun ha'shleima, that it's for my benefit, that if Hashem is doing to me, there's certainly some good in it, and it's certainly going to help me in some way. These are all ways through which the tzaddik, the tzaddik emes, is mamtik viz gevurais. Rabbi Nizal says, "Avol, however, im ein koyach chas v'sholom betzadik hador lahamtikom." But if the tzadik hador does not have the strength that's needed to sweeten these gevurois, azai yuchal lipol mimadrigosoy meoid chas v'sholom, then it's possible for the tzadik to fall a tremendous type of fall from his level, al yidei elu gevurois hanal, through these gevurois sheboim olav, which are coming upon him. Or it's possible for the tzaddik to die from this. It's possible for the tzaddik hador, in the process of trying to sweeten these gevurois, if he's not powerful enough, the din can be goyver in the form of bringing about death upon him. And note, death is an inyan of gevurais. Mechaya mesim, where do we say that? In the bracha ata gibor. Gibor. Death is an inyan of gevura, tzimtzum, harshness. Oy, Rabbi Nizal says, Vazai al yedei histalkusoi, then, through the histalkus of a tzaddik, nishmosoi mamtekes elu hagvurais hakoshes anal. The nishama of a tzaddik sweetens these gvurais. Because we know the word nistalik means to go up. He goes up. Why wasn't he successful? He wasn't on a high enough level. He passes away. He moves up a notch. He moves up to a very high level. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he passed away, Moshe is Begimatria 345. When he passed away, he was bumped up a level. He became 346, which is Begimatria Ratzon. He was Nifter Dafka on Shabbos at Mincha time, which is called Ratzon Sheberetzonis. He passed away into the level of Ratzon. So when the tzaddik goes up a level, that's what gives him the strength needed to be mamtik these gevurais.
He goes above,
above or into, either one. By the way, I just came across recently a place in Kotei Halachos where Rav Moshe Zalman mentioned, definitely, you know, very emphatically states the fact that the tzaddik emes, certainly, he's talking about Shabbos Kodesh. He says that different people, according, you know, they have a sentence, people say according to how well you prepare your bed during the week, that's how well you sleep on Shabbos. So Rav Moshe Zal says it's understood a Shabbos is a time when everybody is zeicha to draw from the he'ora of the Olam Ha'atzilus, the highest level of kedusha. But it's understood that each person draws differently according to how well he purified himself during the week. That's what determines to what extent he's zeicha to draw from Atzilus. And Rav Moshe Zal mentions there that the tzaddik emes certainly goes up way to the top of Atzilus and way, way, way past there, way past there. So it's making it very clear that there are a tremendous quantity of madregas past Tatsilos, past Keser, that these tremendous tzaddikim are zeicha to. Rabbi Nizal says now, Umizeh hoyo histalkus habal shem toiv. This tragedy is what caused the passing away of the Baal Shem Tov. Ki Omar, because the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said, She yistalek mimaisa hashatz, yimach shemoi. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh told his students that he's going to pass away because of the action that was brought against him by the Shapsi Tzvi, yimach shemoi v'zichroi. Ki etzel hashatz, yimach shemoi, hayuk. Now note, we very, very rarely use that term about a Jew. This person turns so many people away from religion that we use that kind of word about him, as is going to be explained in a minute. Ki etzel hashatz yemach shemoi hoyu kamo gedoyle hador v'loimdim uflogim. In the camp of the Shatz, there were a large group of very, very big Talmidei Chachamim, very learned people who were associated with him, who banded together with him. Shehita oisam, which he caused them to make a mistake, him aforesome, as is known to those who are familiar with Jewish history. He got together the Shatz, was chelik against the Chachamim, against the Tzadikim, against the Torah Shebal Peh, against the Gemara, and he was versatile in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and he began doing all kinds of things, showing off his greatness, and he used his powers to dissuade people from having emunah in Torah Shebal Peh Chas V'Shalom. And he caused tremendous damage in that generation. He was the one who caused thousands, hundreds of thousands of people not to be zeicha, to become niskarev, to the real tzaddikim, to the chassidei shegedolim, the Baal Shem Tov, and to his students, because they saw this one who seemed to resemble a Baal Shem Tov in some ways. What? He had these powers and mysticism and all of this stuff, and they saw how treif he was, so they said right away, anybody that resembles that must be another Shatz chas v'shalom. Whereas really, the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim were zeicha to learn these types of limudim, b'kedusha b'tahara, in a way that brought them closer to Hashem. It made them increase their emunah in Torah Shebal Peh, not that they thought they became bigger than the Tanoim or Amoraim. V'heim yotzu min haklal, and these people left the religion, Rachmona Litzlan. V'dibru ro'is al klal Torah Shebal Peh, and they spoke out very evilly against the Gemara, against the Torah Shebal Peh. V'zeh hoyo, why did it happen? Rabbi Nizal explains the secret of why this happened to them. V'zeh hoyo machmas shebolohem gvurois koshois v'loihim tikuoiso machmas b'chinas anal. This happened because there were these gvurois koshois that came upon them, and they were not zeichet to be mamtik these gevurais koshois, v'al kein dibru diburim roim al haklal, therefore they spoke out against the klal, against the Jewish nation, v'elu hadiburim noflu al godol hador. These words, who did they really fall upon? They fell upon the tzaddik hador, because he's the biggest bardas of the dor. V'hal Baal Shem Tov zal, hu hoya oz hagodol hador. The Baal Shem Tov was certainly the godol hador. umize nistalik, and that's what caused them to pass away. Ukemayshaimrim b'shem habal shem tov zal, as people tell over in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, Shaamar, he once said, Shenasuloi shnei nekovim b'liboy al yedei ha'maisa shalasa shatz yemach shemoi. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that the shatz made two holes in his heart. He shot him in through the heart with two holes, Rachmana Litzlan, that would cause his death, Rachmana Litzlan. Umizeh nistalik. This is what caused the Baal Shem Tov to pass away. Kiki shemedabrim al Torah shebal peh. Because when people speak against the Gemara, or they speak against the Tzadik Hador, who davar echad mamish. It's the same thing. The Gemara and the Tzadikim are the same thing. Ki ikar Torah shebal peh hu toli b'tzadik hador. Because we know that the main concept of Torah shebal peh is toli in the Tzadikim. Kemo shekosav, as the Zohar Kodesh says, shchinto bein train tzadikaya yasva, shehu ha Torah shebal peh, kemu hamon kamacha. The Zohar Kodesh says that when a Tzadik in this world studies Gemara, Gemara itself, Torah shebal peh, is the symbol of the Shechina. So when a tzaddik on this world quotes a tzaddik in the next world who said a certain statement of Hebrew law, something like that, kaviyachol, they make a sandwich with the Shechina. The tzaddik above, the tzaddik below, and the Gemara in middle that's uniting them, that's kaviyachol, a sandwich with the Shechina, which is a tremendously high item. So we see that the whole concept of Torah shebal peh is totally in the tzaddikim. Rabbi Nizal says, that's one proof. V'chein ha-Talmid Chacham hu ba'atzmai ha-Torah. And we know that Talmidei Chachamim, they are the Torah. K'may Shem Razal, as the Gemara says, Makas, kamo tipshoi, how foolish are those people, the Kaimi Mikami Araisa, who stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up when a Talmid Chacham walks in. So we see that the Torah, the Gemara, considers these two like one and the same. If you stand up for this, you stand up for this just the same. Avol kishahat tzadik mamtik dipurim shalahem. But when the tzaddik is zeichet to be successful, and he's zeichet to sweeten these diburim that are being spoken against him, azai hu chayzer v'oisa mehadiburim taira, then the tzaddik is zeichet to make from these diburim taira. Kemuva b'makam achar, as is explained in that taira in the Kutam Aram. Rabbeinu Zal explains there how the tzaddik is zeichet through these gevurahs to be mamshich taira. V'yarad oiz mibotcho, he brings forth oiz. Taira is called oiz, a symbol of gevurah. Va'azai oise tairas chesed, and the taira that's brought forth through this procedure of hamtoka sadinim, that's a tairas chesed, that's a taira of kindness, which means hainu lalameid lo'achirim, that's a taira which the tzaddik is zeichet to teach to others. K'may Shem Razal, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, al posuk v'tairas chesed al shayna, the Gemara says that there's a posuk in Mishlei which says v'tairas chesed al shayna. The Gemara says, is there a taira of chesed? Is there a taira that's not of chesed? The Gemara says, definitely. Torah of Chesed is Haloimed Amanas Alamda. The Gemara says that that was the difference between David HaMelech and Shaul HaMelech. David HaMelech was the one who was Zeichet at Torah's Chesed. He was the one who taught, who spread Torah to other people, whereas Shaul HaMelech was not one to go out and teach other people. So David HaMelech was Zeichet to this Madreg of Torah's Chesed. So Rabbi Nizal says, Ki Bevadai Kishe Oisim Torah Midiburim Eilu Ef Shalei Lalamed Achirim Ima. Certainly when a tzaddik is zeichet to create Torah from these words that were spoken against him, which he sweetened, certainly that Torah can be spread to other people. V'nimtzo shehu Torah's chesed. It comes out that this Torah is Torah's chesed. U'bozeh mamtikom. And it's with this Torah's chesed that the tzaddik sweetens all the gevurahs that were originally generated. Now note, what does this refer to? Rabbeinu Zal. Rabbeinu Zal in his own life had many gedolim speak out against him. The Shpola Zeda and others. Rabbeinu Zal had a lot of machlekes against him. We see from here that what's the reaction of a tzaddik when he has this machlekes against him? He recognizes where it comes from, and he sweetens it through two ways, either by judging the perpetrator's lakav schus, or by judging, accepting the crime, the punishment, the avor. By doing that, he sweetens it, and he zeicher. He's zeichet to generate Torah. He's zeichet to convert these words that they're speaking against him. He's zeichet to convert that to Torah. Because where did these words originate from? From Das. It came from Das. Das is Torah. It originated from Das. He converts it to Torah. And this is a Torah that he's zeichet to teach other people. Because we find Rabbeinu Zal said, as great as his hasogas were, Rabbeinu Zal said that 99.9% of what he achieved in Das of Torah, he wasn't able to teach to his Talmidim. It was too high for them. And yet the stuff that he took the most pride in, the Torah that he took most pride in, was not that 99%, but the 1% that he was zeichet to reveal, That was what he took the most pride in, because that was the biggest accomplishment, to spread Torah to other people.
So in effect, say, Bitei Maran was the lowest part of Rabbeinu Zal's Torah?
Definitely. As we see that there were two other Sforim that Rabbeinu Zal wrote, which we're going to come to very soon in the story of Rabbeinu Zal's life, the Sefer HaNignaz and the Sefer HaNisrof, which Rabbeinu Zal himself said these were too high to be brought into the world. And Rabbeinu Zal describes a little bit of how he himself was only able to understand a little bit when Rabbeinu Zal taught it to him. There was a lot that he couldn't understand. That's how deep a Torah it was.
And
you have by the Arizal. The Arizal said, the Arizal one time, one of his Talmidim, Rabbi Avraham Alevi, came over to him. He saw him sleeping on a Shabbos, and he saw his lips moving in his sleep. He saw the Arizal's lips moving. So he asked him, you know, when the Arizal woke up, he asked him, could you please tell me what was going on? The Arizal told him, for me to teach you what I just learned in heaven about these secrets about Bullock and Bilam would take me 80 years. It would take a Rebbe like me and a student like you, it would take 80 years for me to teach you what I just learned. So we see that when it comes to big tzaddikim, what we get from them is one droplet of what they're zeicha to be masig. Not to think that when we see Likutei Moran, wow, this was Rabbeinu Zal's hasoga, this was his chidushim in life, baloney. This was a droplet, this was what he was willing to pass on to generations. Majority, the vast majority, it's understood we don't have. When we have Sforim, Yemei Maranat, other Sforim that talk about the lifetime of Rabbeinu Zal, you could imagine that 99% of his life is not written. He wrote bits and pieces just to give you an idea, you know.
As far as the converting the Bigurim, the Bigurim Kashim into Torah, and Torah which he teaches his Talmidim.
Right.
Is there any specific way that...
In Torah Yud Beis, Rabbeinu Zal explains it a little more. Let's just take a look for a second. Too long to go into now, but you can take a look if you want. When you get a chance, we learned this story. You can take out the tape if you have to. In the beginning, Sif Beis, it talks about the difference between the tzaddikim amitim and the chacham sheid Yehudoi. And Rabbeinu Zal explains that at times the dash is mechuvan meis Hashem isporah. Sometimes it's from Hashem that Hashem calls the tzaddik to fall into the mouth of the lamdan, because Rabbeinu Zal explains exactly how the tzaddik elevates the shechina at different levels, chibuk, nishuk, etc., etc. All through this. Check that, you'll be able to see it. Go ahead.
So is there any reason why he said he had two holes inside of him? Is it because he spoke against the Tzavik and he spoke against the Torah Shabbat? Is there any reason to explain it?
No.
Two parts of the
Tzavik? Doesn't say. Period. Two parts.
Two holes in his heart?
Two holes in his heart.
Didn't you
make
a change, I think? Why did
you
back
this
as two holes?
No. What? I don't recall. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Next. Torah Reish Ches, Loshen Rabbeinu Zal. These are Rabbeinu Zal's exact words. Okay.
What is it?
In the Kisvei Arizal, it's explained that the concept of Dibur, Givura, originates from Das. Period. But, you know, as far as going into it more, not now. Period.
How does the original Lomo realize that he has these Gurus? That he has to be
loved. He's supposed to be aware of Bechlau, that it comes to him. That, in other words, that where do these Gevuras emanate from? From Das. Menatzbach, Memnon Tzavik Pechav, originates from Das. Rabbeinu Zal brought it in the Torah that we had before.
Okay.
And it draws itself to Das, generally. In other words, because it comes from Das, it draws itself to Bnei Dea, Bechlau. And a person, the higher a level a person is on, the more aware he has to be, the more protection he has to have for himself. Rabbeinu Zal says that's the whole mistake. In other words, how do majority of the Gedolim get messed up, Rachmana Litzlan? There's two things. There's Torah and there's Tefillah. Tefillah is a protection against the Torah. In other words, Torah is light. Light can be, the Torah can be a Sam Chaim or a Sam Ovis. It could be a medicine of life or a poison of death. How does a person ensure that the das that he acquires shouldn't do him any damage? That because he becomes smarter, when he sees a person who's less smart than him, he insults him, that kind of thing. How does he know that he's not going to use it that way? The only key is through tefillah, by davening to Hashem to be zeicha to learn the right way, and to be zeicha to draw only good things from the Torah that he learns. And that's the responsibility of one who learns Torah. He has to be aware of this, and he has to watch out for it.
So a person by learning
Nimei
will happen? 100%.
You saw what Rabbeinu Zal said. Al Yedei Limud HaTorah v'diburim tevim shemedabrim aydezeh mamtikim hadiburim.
So even when he's not talking kedusha, it's mamtik that.
What do you mean?
In other words, the diburim of Torah that he speaks will be mamtik all of his diburim.
Of course, it'll be mamtik any gevurais that come to him. Bechlal, Rabbi Nassal said that all diburim are gevurais, and these gevurais come from the pair. So dibur is gevurais. Rabbi Nassal says, how do you sweeten them? Through the study of Torah and diburim tevim. That's how you sweeten them. Period. Very pshitus.
It just have comes and
we certainly couldn't feel it. We're being told about it.
The
100% gedolim. It doesn't say tzaddik in the shatz. It says yemach shemay about him and his followers.
That's shatz.
Right.
It comes to gedolim.
Right.
Does that mean real gedolim? Does it mean gedolim?
No, it means fake. No. It means the other kind. What's he like?
Does this say, shatz is not,
was he a gadol? Was he a gadol? He was 100%. He was a tremendous talmid. How did he draw gedolim to him? He drew big talmidei chachamim, very learned people, to become part of his camp and to speak out against Gemara, against the tzaddikim of the generation. You know, they were kaifer and tarish about that.
Mm-hmm.
How? Because he was very learned. He knew how to use his wisdom against it.
But like in that Torah, it's talking about talmidei chachamim will learn shomer and shema, isn't it? Like they draw the wrong sign out of their learning.
That's one way. That's one way that a person could get messed up. Here, Rabbeinu Zal saying another way. You could have a gadol who's learning Torah, the Shema, and everything, and suddenly from left field some gevurais come to him. And he's got to be careful to be mamtik the gevurais. How? By constantly speaking diburim tovim and by learning Torah. In other words, possibly a gadol who's mevatel Torah, that's where he leaves himself wide open, chas v'shalom, to have this happen.
The sweetness is also when you give the ashara to somebody, you see somebody doing something wrong, so you have to correct them, so you put your arm around it and you
do it in a nice way.
In a nice way, that's 100%. The sweetness.
100%.
Yeah, but how would Lord Yitzchak know that he was getting that type of test? He's not high enough to know that he was getting that test.
The answer is, if a person finds at any point in time that he's speaking against people, against Jews in general, against a group of Jews, or against a specific Jew who's a gadol, he has to know to be very careful. It's very dangerous. Rabbi Zal said that he had a rule from his father, Zecharon Avracha. He always used to say, if you have something good to say, say it. If you don't have something good to say, just don't talk. In other words, why bother saying something bad, that kind of thing? And a person has to get you up. You have to know that this is the most powerful person who has displayed this every day, especially if a person does it for an hour.
Yeah, that rule.
I was saying if a person has displayed this, and if you believe what you're doing, that this hour that you're using your mouth, every single word is a bomb. You're trying to use it to accomplish the biggest thing in the world, literally to help yourself. There's nothing you can do more in the world to help yourself than speak to Hashem. Ask, constantly speak to Hashem, confess your sins, and beg Hashem to have Rachmanas, all these things. This same keli, that's such a powerful weapon, your whole life depends on it. If you're not smart enough to have a tremendous control on it and to use it as little as possible, especially for the wrong thing, you're making a joke out of it. In other words, you're wasting it. Then when you speak your tefillah, it's not special because Hashem knows you're a blabbermouth. You talk about anything, constantly talking. The smarter a person is, the better a clamp he has on his mouth. He's careful not to talk unless he has to. And when he talks, good things come out. Period. A person has to daven to Hashem very hard to be zricha to use this keli the right way, to be able to use it as little as... A person has an atom bomb, you don't toss it around. You wait just when you need it, then you open it up, you shoot it out, and you put it right back in. Period. That's it. Why we should be zeicher to use our mouths the right way.
Okay.
Yeah.
We say that there are different levels of tzaddikim, who can be some of kedyanos, etc.
When Rabbeinu Zal was first coming into the city of Oman, and Rabbeinu Zal told them that there are neshamas here, a multitude of neshamas that are waiting for a tikkun here. There are dinim here that have to be nimtak. That's what it boils down to. And Rabbeinu Zal said, I'm going to have to pass away. And Rav Nosson Zal asked him, but didn't you once tell us that there is a tzaddik that's great enough to be able to do it during his lifetime? The story Teres Samachay, where Rabbeinu Zal talks about the Baal HaSod and everything. And Rabbeinu Zal said there that sometimes a tzaddik has to pass away in order to be misakan these neshamas. But Rabbeinu Zal said there are tzaddikim who are great enough to do it during their lifetimes. Rav Nosson Zal said, you told us this. Rabbeinu Zal said, Afal Pikein, still, there are times when a certain level, on a certain level, There's no other way possible. There's no other way possible other than passing away. He must pass away, period. Certainly with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, you could imagine he was on a spectacular high level. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there was a reason why he didn't battle it the way, you know, 100%, or that was why he allowed it to happen in this way. He allowed himself to pass away. Baruch Hashem. Torah Resh Ches, which is also on this topic a little bit. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, Tzoyfe Rosho LaTzadik Umevakesh LaHamisoi Hashem Lo Yazdenu BiYodai. A Rosho looks at a Tzadik with a jealousy, with a hate. He looks at him and he wants to kill him. He wants to do harm to him. Hashem Lo Yazdenu BiYodai, and Hashem doesn't allow it to happen. Rabbeinu Zal says, Pirush, an other explanation for this is, Masher Rishoim Oisim Yisurim LaTzadikim. This that Rishoim cause suffering on Tzadikim. Veroit Vemes HaTzadikim, and they harass the Tzadikim, they chase after them and cause them pain. Ze Sibo Meyes Hashem Yisborach. At times, this is something, a circumstance, that Hashem himself causes to happen, so that the tzaddik should think deeply and reanalyze everything that he's done and try to get to a higher level of tshuva. He's being pressed on, he's being stepped on, he's being harassed, hurt in some way, and the purpose of it is for him to look inside. Rabbi Zal always used to say, you don't say, this made me sick, this made me sick. It's my virus, my virus that made me sick. A person gets any kind of suffering, in his own mind, you don't go around saying this. But in his own mind, the first thing you always do is look, think, did I do anything? My foot is hurting. Did I do anything wrong today? Can I think what happened with my foot today? Did I trip anybody? Was I did I walk too slow to shul? I should have rushed. Did this kind of thing to be on time? Whatever it is, all of these kind of things. Rabbi Nazar says, Nimtza, we see from here, Sheha Rasha Hu Kemai Tzayfer. The Rasha is like a watchman. The Rasha is like a watchman. Kishomer ha'ir, like a person, a sentry, who stands on top of the gate of the city, on top of the wall of the city, shenikra tzayfer, who's called a tzayfer, the guy who stands with a telescope, he looks out to see if anybody bad is coming to attack the city at all. He keeps watch all around the city. Kain ha'rosha hu shomer es hatzadik milipoel begashmius. So too, at times, the rosha is put there to protect the tzaddik from falling into gashmias. He constantly keeps him in check, on his guard. He constantly keeps the tzaddik looking at himself, trying to refine himself, to make him better and better. If he didn't have this suffering, he wouldn't be pushing so much. Uparoi hikriv. The pasuk says that when Paroi was chasing the Jews, it says Paroi approached them. But if you look at the word, it doesn't say Paroi korav, it says Paroi hikriv. Paroi brought the Jews close. Brought the Jews close to whom? To Hashem. If the Jews weren't being chased by the goyim, they wouldn't have screamed out to Hashem the type of tefillah that they gave forth then. Because they were suffering, because there was Yisurim, this is what acted as a check on them to push them to come closer to Hashem. So in a way, this is a benefit to the tzaddik. Pirashacher, another explanation of this is, ma'at, and underline this word, ma'at, ha-machlekes sheyesh al tzaddikim, he toiv olohem. Sometimes a drop of machlokes against tzaddikim is very good for them. Ki hamachlokes he toiv lahem, it's good for them. Ki hamachlokes he kemoi michse lahem, the machlokes acts like a covering for the tzaddik. Shelo yizgalu v'yisparsimu b'yoser mechdei hatzorach, so that the tzaddik should not be revealed and publicized more than is necessary. Note, Rabbi Nizal saying that a tzaddik b'chlal has to be nistor. It must be hidden. You can't get on loudspeakers. You can't get on trucks and proclaim it. B'chlal, the big tzaddikim, must be kept hidden to a degree. Moshe Rabbeinu and his doer was hidden. He didn't have millions of talmidim. In a way, all the Jews were his talmidim, but yet his own class was a private class. Proof is, take a look. You had Kairach and hundreds of Rabbonim who went against him. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoyezal and his daughter, he didn't have thousands of Rabbonim coming to him. He had a select group of those who were zecher to be very close to him. All the rabbis of the Gemara accepted him as a big gadol tzaddik, but yet those who really recognized him were only a small group. Vezeh pirush, this is also pshat in the pasuk, tzeifeh rosho latzaddik. The word tzeifeh in Hebrew also means a cover. Seifa Loshin Michse, to cover. Kamashikosav, as the Pasuk says, Vitzipisa Isam Zoho, that the Jews were required to cover the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, to sprinkle them with gold, to cover them with gold. However, Rabbi Nizal says, that's what would be good. A drop of machlekes against the tzaddik, just to keep his light a little hidden, would be good. Avol elu harishoyim marben b'machlekes. But Rachmon al-Slan, the rishoyim, they get messed up. They taste it, and they enjoy it, and they take it too far. They make too much machlekes. Marben b'mechsa, they cover up the tzaddik too much. Ad she'en koyach b'tzaddikim lisboil machlekesom v'senosom shalilu harishoyim. To the point where the tzaddik can't take the machlekes. And he can't take the hate of the Rishonim. V'zehu u'mevakeish l'hamisoi. And that's why the Pasuk says, Tzeifer Rosh HaTzadik u'mevakeish l'hamisoi. If he would just cover up the Tzadik, it wouldn't be so bad. But he covers him up in a way where he tries to kill him. K'may she'mechasnes odam me'roishoi v'yad raglov ad she'ef sh'loi l'hanshim. That's like covering up a person, putting a big plastic bag over somebody and covering him from head to toe where he can't breathe. Kain elu harishoyim he mechasin umarbin betzipuyin b'machlokes umevakshim lamisay. So to these rishoyim, they cover up a lot with coverings and with machlokes, and they try to kill the tzaddik. Avol v'Hashem lo yazmanu biyadoi. But the Dovr HaMelech, the Torah promises that Hashem does not allow the rishoyim to be victorious over the tzaddikim. Hashem protects the tzaddik from being harmed in any way, chas v'shalom, by the Rishonim. And at this point, Rav Moshe Zal talks about in Likutei Halachos, because Rav Moshe Zal says that Rabbeinu Zal told him that when a person comes close to the Tzaddik Emes, or when a person wants to come close to the Tzaddik Emes, according to how difficult it is, the Hiskavos, that's what determines how much kalim the person has in which to receive the light of the Tzaddik. Rabbeinu Zal says, according to how many menias, according to how much difficulty there was in being able to come close to the tzaddik, that's what determines how close a relationship it is and how solid a relationship it is. And Rav Moshe Zal says part of the difficulty is the machlekes against the tzaddik, the bad things that people say against the tzaddik, and all of those kind of things. So that's beneficial in two ways. For those who are zeichet to become mekusher to the tzaddik emes, for them, this machlekes was good. Why? Because it made it more difficult for them to become a kuruv to the tzaddik. In the process of going against these manias, they created more kalim, so they're able to contain the oyer much better. The relationship with the tzaddik is zeicher to be a more lasting one. On the other hand, for those who are not zeicher to become a kushya to the tzaddik, this machlekes is also good. Why? Because obviously they're not worthy of becoming a kushya to the tzaddik. And if they would draw the light to the tzaddik, it could destroy them, chas v'shalom. If a light is too bright, if a person can't handle it, it can do more damage than good. So for them also, the fact that there are barriers set up that prevent them from coming to the tzaddik, in a way it does them a favor. They're not zeicher to come close, but at least they don't get wiped out completely. Because sometimes if a person who is not worthy comes close to Kedusha, the Kedusha can damage him in a way that he's much worse off than if he had not come close, chas v'shalom, to begin with. Sometimes. Hashem should save us. Hashem should give us the seichel to be able to see through against all the machlekes, against all the menias that try to block us from coming close to the tzaddikim amitim in this generation and the tzaddikim amitim of previous generations. We should be seichel to break all the barriers and really come close to the tzaddikim amitim.
This means
all
have some nias, avodas Hashem, or anything trying to come close to Hashem, trying to come close to the tzaddik.
What is it talking about?
Oh, machlekes against the tzaddik. Against the tzaddik.
Right.
Oh, so here he was talking about things.
Right. Baruch Hashem. Go ahead.
Machlekes is good.
Right.
From who?
From those people who do it. From those people who do it. Of course. But Rabbi Nizal is saying, as far as the tzaddik is concerned, and as far as the overall picture is concerned, that's a good deal. There is good that comes out of that. And Rav Moshe Zal, Likutei Halachos, explains how there's good to both sides. In other words, note how this helps both sides. Those who are supposed to come close, those who are zecher to crash through, the machlekes, the difficulty, help them. Because that's what will make the Hiskarvus much, much better, much more lasting and much bigger. They're zeicher to have more kalim to contain much bigger quantity of light at a tzaddik. And on the other hand, those who were too weak to get through, for them, the machlekes did them a favor, sort of, that they weren't worthy of getting through, and had they gotten through, chas v'shalom, the light could have blinded them. Therefore, it's also to their advantage, the fact that it works out this way.
Okay. he's saying on him that people have different levels of testing coming through.
A billion.
We say that really everybody has, like, one person look like it's much easier, but really it's just as hard.
True. Also true. The answer is everybody has a potential. Everybody could come close to Hashem. Everybody could come close to Tzadikim. For different people, they go through different kinds of tests according to their neshama, according to their gilgulim, according to what they have to be misakin. That's what determines what kind of difficulties they go through. The Zohar HaKadosh says Ben Azai didn't have to get married. Why? Because he was a nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu. And in the Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem had told him, Shalni Alecha Me'al Raglecha, V'ato Poi Amoid Imodi. You stand here with me, Hashem said. With me, meaning your new wife is the Shechina. You're not supposed to be attached to a physical woman anymore. The Zohar HaKadosh says that because of, I think the Zohar HaKadosh of Arizal says, because of that, Ben Azai, it was not necessary for him to fully marry a woman. He was Mekadesh's wife, but he didn't go through with any Nisuin. Why? It wasn't necessary for his tikkun. So it's understood. In other words, we can't get upset when you see a person who's not zecher to become a kushit tzaddik. You don't know why or what. You have to try to do your best to help everybody. And you have to believe that everybody has a potential. How much and what and when, that remains to be seen. That's what it is.
Listen, how come you, Shabbos Nefesh, Ramzal says that for about tshuva, more care are prepared, you know, contained like the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim, how come, why is that?
Because they're considered on a higher level.
Why is that?
The Gemara says this, that a Baal Teshuva goes to a higher level. In other words, the nachas that Hashem gets from him, the fact that he was able to weather going down and then coming back up, that's a spectacular
thing. But doesn't tzaddikim have to go down in their sense and they come up again?
The answer is tzaddikim are Baal Teshuva. Rabbi Zalman said that the Baal Shem Tov's interpretation of that Gemara, Baal Teshuva is, huh? Who is Baal Tshuva? In Rabbein Azal's story, the Baal Tfila was the master of Tfila, the one who taught Tfila to other people. The term Baal Tshuva refers to the tzaddik who goes around making people do tshuva. That not any old Baal Tshuva, you get any nut off the street who puts on, who starts growing long hair and singing songs, and he has his tzitzis coming out of his socks, that we say that guy is bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu, chas v'shalom. No way. No way. Period. But we're saying that Bechlau, there is a very, very unique kind of nachas. Rav Nosson Zal once told one of his Talmidim, they were saying about how great a student, how great, how religious he was and everything. Rav Nosson Zal said, I'm not really getting a lot of nachas from him yet. If I would see him take a spill, take a fall, and pick himself up and start again, then I would really have nachas from him. So we see that there is a certain kind of nachas that's gotten from one who comes back. Go.
This is semi-related. You know, Rizal said recently that some guys on Kiddush Hashem, you know, gets in a special echo. Like we in creation, you know, we picture it like that. Is that correct?
Definitely. We have that on the tomorrow. That's how we fulfill to a degree. Again, everything is levels. It would seem obvious that it's very hard for us to get the same kind of reward as a person who's zecher to really do it physically, but to the greatest extent that the person can do, he doesn't. Rebbe Zal, this is one of the most interesting shilas that Rebbe Zal once asked Rav Kochel Leizal. Rebbe Zal once sent a letter to Rav Kochel Leizal. Picture Rebbe Zal's tmimus when he was learning Torah. This was when he was in his 20s. He sent a letter to his Rebbe where he told him that he just learned about this topic of dying al Kiddush Hashem, and it sounds so fabulous. Is it okay to start davening to Hashem? In other words, having a split of it. If this is one of the biggest things in the world, can I start davening to Hashem? I should be given the privilege, the spectacular privilege, to be zecher, to be killed al Kiddush Hashem. Now, Rav Kochel Leizal wrote him that what you're saying is true in a way, it's very, very good, but in a way, it's a bigger mitzvah to live Al-Kiddush. In other words, as big a mitzvah as it is to die Al-Kiddush Hashem, it's a bigger mitzvah in a sense to live Al-Kiddush Hashem. In other words, to do mitzvahs when you're alive with a mesiras nefesh. In other words, that when you do a mitzvah and you see obstacles come up, I'm not feeling that well, should I go to shul or not? Junk it. No way. Mesiras nefesh means I'm dying, but mitzvah comes first. In other words, you show that the mitzvah, the kiddusha, is superior to this difficulty on the nefesh, to any difficulty, any hindrance. You don't allow the nefesh to hinder you in any way from serving Hashem. This is what Rav Kochel Leizal wrote back then.
There's some signs that you look for yourself as you see someone coming around, that obvious nears.
Right.
And yourself, you know, you don't see yourself having these type of things.
Right.
That. So as could this be an example, let's say a person trying, let's say he's tired or something like that.
that he, let's say when he knows it's hardest for him to do something, to push at that point rather than like when he's rested.
In other words, Rav Nosson Zal once said that Rav Nosson Zal said a person can daven a lot. And many times when a person, we're about to have, the next title of Gemara is going to be about what I'm saying now. Person davens, and there are some tefillos that a person davens that are good, and some aren't. And majority aren't. They're just not that good. They're not with kavon or this or that. And those tefillos are suspended in midair. They can't really go up to heaven. And Rav Nosson Zal said that a person can be zecha at one time to shoot out a tefillah that's so powerful that it goes shooting up super high, and not only does it shoot up, but it takes up with it all the tefillahs that weren't. But Muslims all say that we have a Kabbalah from Rabbeinu Zal that the time that's most opportune for that tefillah is when a person's in a state of Yerida. The best time for that tefillah is when, in other words, the best chance of getting that kind of victory is if when you're in a state of Yerida and then you still daven. Daven how? As good as when you're in Aliyah? No way, it's not possible. But you push to whatever level you possibly can. Within that boundary, you can shoot up a tefillah then that's more powerful than 50,000 tefillahs that you did when you were in the state of Aliyah. 100%. Exactly, that's the highest level. The Meitzar means constriction. The Arizal says turns into tzemer. Tzemer is whiteness, which refers to atik, keser, the highest level of kedusha. A person who says those words the right way, men ametzar, karosi ko, I'm calling out to you, mimamakim, from the lowest level, that person can shoot up to the highest. It's a cycle. That is, the bottom of the circle turns around, flips over, and goes way, way to the top.
Even if he does it also with taste,
in Yerida, you can't do it with taste. In other words, let's talk honestly. When a person's in a state of Yerida, in other words, we're not saying here that when you're in a state, do it like when you're in Aliyah. I'm in a Yerida. You know, we're not baloning around here. There's something called Aliyah, there's something called Yerida. Yerida means I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I felt 3 days ago when I was booming. The answer is, but now, if I do the maximum that I can within this framework, a drop here can be much, much more effective than a month over there. Literally. Versus the person who says, well, I'm not, let me put it down and rest for a week. I'll wait till the Aliyah comes, and then I'll pick up. Sometimes a person can sneak in that Yerida, he can jump up 50 notches on the ladder, which if he just coasts in and does nothing, then he doesn't, the Aliyah comes, and he's back where he started from. He hasn't moved up any notches.
Wouldn't the person then be in the form of Atzus, because the person is really, let's say, a form of Leib Mishpat, that's a form of Sinkar.
Right. Atzus is a form of Yerida. Okay, let's just sneak in the next Torah. Torah Resh Tes. Rabbeinu Zal bases this Torah on a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, Tfilois keneged tmidin tiknun. The tfilois that we have today, the basic tfilois, Shachris and Mincha, which are the two tfilois that are Chayva, those two tfilois are keneged, the two carbon tamids that they were in the base of Mikdash, the one in the morning, the one in the afternoon. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki yadua, it is known, Sheyesh lechol odom tfilois ro'ois, that each and every single person has bad tefillos. K'may Sham Razal, as the Gemara says in Bruchos, Ganvo al machtarto rachmona karya, that sometimes a robber, right before he's about to break into a house, he just got the door open, he's about to go in and rob, he says, Hashem, please make sure I don't get caught. That's definitely a tefillah ro. He's going to do something that's against Hashem, and he's trying to solicit Hashem's help for it. That's nimtza, we see from this, nimtza, acharkach, kishoimed lehispalel, tefillah haroi lehispalel. Rabbeinu Zal says, a person who gives out tefillahs ro'ois on Sunday, then let's say on Tuesday, when he gets up to daven a tefillah that's the right kind of tefillah, azai bo ha-tefillah ro umevalvelas aysai. Then the tefillah ro that he spoke on Sunday, chas v'shalom, comes and tries to be mevalvel him, mess him up. It's a living item. It's tefillah is a living being. It comes to mess up the good tefillah. V'ze b'chinas tefillahs keneged. Keneged means against. Tfilais keneged, the tfilais that go against. Against what? They go against the person. They try to harm the person. Rabbeinu Zal says, Shehi misnaged eslai. These tfilais, which are misnaged to the person. They go against the person. They try to harm the person. Vahatikin was, what's the tikkun for this? hachnosas oirach talmid chacham, for a person to take a guest into his house who's a talmid chacham. Ki omru chazal, because the Gemara says oirach mavorech, that the guest is the one who's supposed to bench. He's the one who gets the birkas hamazon. Mavorech refers to birkas hamazon, and bracha usually refers to the chai bircha on the tzleisa, the 18 brachas, the shmein esrei, tfila. The word oirach, which means guest, also means the path of a tzaddik. Uksiv bracha is l'roish tzaddik. Who's the one who has the whole power of bracha, the tzaddik? Shehi b'chinas chai bracha is shebetfila. That refers to the 18 brachas of Shmoin Esrei. Nimtza, Rabbeinu Zal says, so what do we see from this? She'al yodoi bo hatikun hatfila. It's through the tzaddik, brachos l'roish tzaddik. The brachos have to be brought to the tzaddik. He's the one who's misaking the tefila. How? Either if the person says, hareinu mekashir, and brings the tefilas in, or by taking a tzaddik into his house as a guest, Rabbeinu Zal says, that's how the tzaddik helps to be misaking the tefilas keneged. How? We'll see in a minute. V'ze pirush Tamidim Tiknun. If you want to be misakin, note, Rabbeinu Zal puts the comma in the regular pshat, it's tfilais, comma, keneged tamidim tiknun. The tfilais were misakin, were correspond to the korban tamid. Rabbeinu Zal puts the comma, tfilais, keneged, comma, those tfilais which go against the person, which mess up the other tfilais of the person, Tamidim tiknun. The tikkun for those tefillos is the korban tamid, or something that's like a korban tamid. What is that? Rabbeinu Zal says, "Zebechinas hachnosas oirach talmid chacham." That's taking a guest into his house who's a talmid chacham. Kamashikah amar hachazal, as the Gemara says, "Hamareyach talmidei chachamim besoich beisoi kiilu hikriv tamidin." That a person who takes a talmid chacham into his house as a guest, it's as though he brought a korban tamid. So Rabbeinu Zal says that this is what helps a person be misakein all the tefillos. And note, who's going to be a good authority to define tefillos ra'is? Rav Nosson Zal explains in Likutei Halachos that what is tefillos ra'is? When a person says, Hashem, give me food, give me this. When a person davens for gashmias without any intent of ruchnias, that's called a tefillah ra. Rav Nosson Zal says very, very clearly in Likutei Halachos, he says that's the Zohar Kodesh says that people like that, the Zohar Kodesh calls them kiklovim. They're like dogs coming to Hashem and saying hav, give. A dog goes, it barks, ara. The Zohar Kodesh says they make the sound hav. A dog is a mechutzav. V'haklovim azei nefesh lo yodu seveya. Dogs are called the biggest chutzpinyaks. They're willing to do the most ugly items in public. Go to the bathroom in public, all of these kind of things. So they are called azei nefesh lo yodu seveya. They're never satisfied. They're always saying, give more, give more. That's these people who daven for gashmias alone without any purpose of ruchnias. The Zohar Kodesh says that's called a tefillah ra. Why? Because what's going to be? Hashem will give you the food. What are you going to do with it? All the food is going to be buried. Your whole body is going to be buried with the food, with the money and everything. No good is going to come out of it. Whereas if a person davens, Hashem, please give me money so that I should be able to raise a family b'kedusha, so I should be able to spread faith in Hashem, I should be zeicha to be able to put food on the table for my kids so that if they'll be physically alive, if I don't give them food, they'll die, I'll have nobody to teach Torah to. If I keep them alive, I'll be zeicha to be able to teach them emunah in Hashem, I'll be able to send them to study Torah, to do mitzvahs. That's the beginning of a good tefillah. And Rav Nosson Zal says the real good tefillah is when a person just davens, Hashem, please bring me close to you. In other words, he doesn't even say Hashem, he doesn't even ask for the gashmias at all, sort of, just for the ruchnias. Although, a very big warning, I once asked Rabbi Zal about this, and Rabbi Zal said that this does not apply to us. In other words, on our level, we are definitely, Rabbeinu Zal told Rav Nosson Zal, if you need a pair of shoes, you daven to Hashem for it. You ask Hashem for it. It's understood that your manner of asking should be anything that you have. Your whole thought and mind should be, I want to use this for Kedusha shoes. I want to use it to walk to shul, to walk to tie it to a shir, that kind of item.
What we say on Rosh Chodesh, Tikkun Olayim, Aruch Hashem Panosa, and all these things, you have to keep in mind that it's not only the gashmius. You're asking for so many gashmius.
Exactly. That the purpose, the purpose, the Aisha, I should be able to use it for the kavod of Hashem. The kavod that's given to me, I should use it to heighten Hashem's kavod. Any respect, a parent has children, they show respect to the parent, I don't need them to bring me my slippers. I don't need them to listen to me when I tell them to do something. By their act of listening to me, they're not listening to me, they're listening to Hashem. Hashem told them, listen to your father. To keep that thought in mind. And anytime they listen to me, not Mike, I should get any bloated look. I'm such a big shot. I have control over them. Kavod should be given only to Hashem. What kavod to Hashem? The fact that Hashem said, have respect for your parents, and they do it, that's kavod. Ritzayno yishel adam zehu kavodo. Having a person's will fulfilled, that's the biggest kavod to the person. However, we should be zeicha to daven the right way, and to be zeicha, Rav Nosson writes that the first geula, the geulas Mitzrayim, was a geula for the sake of Torah. The Jews came out of Egypt on Pesach. What was the tachlis of going out of Mitzrayim? Shavuos, Matan Torah. The final geula, the geulas Mashiach, is going to be a geula of tefillah. Mashiach ben David, David is the Ne'im Zemiris Yisrael, he's the one who made up the Sefer Tehillim, tefillah. We should be zeicha to daven the right way. And we say everybody get to see the coming of Mashiach, the binyan b'smichas shmei v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.
Amen.
We'll
see.
We'll
understand.
Because the Gemara, in other words, what did the Gemara say here? Tefillah is, can I get a tikkun in this carbon tamid? How do you bring a carbon tamid today? We don't have a base in Mikdash. The answer is, there's another Gemara that says that if a person takes the Talmud Chacham Egesh into his house, it says that we brought a carbon tamid. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the closest thing we can do to a korban tamid.
Help us down there.
And that's misakim the tefillos keneged. All the tefillos rois that a person ever said, that's what's misakim.
When we say that the tefillah comes back to harm him, the tefillah that's bad, and
right?
Does that mean that it, since it never went up to Shemayim, it's sort of hanging around where
exactly, and it's a bad item. It's called a tefillah ro'ah. That's the wording that's used here, and that's the wording that Rav Nosson Zal uses in Lekutei Halachos. It's called tefillah ro'ah.